Good morning and welcome to Medicare Made Simple with Medicare Miriam and her co-host Tracy from Smart Caregiving. Medicare Made Simple is brought to you by United Insurance Experts. Call today 561-464-CARE. That's 561-464-CARE. Now here are Medicare Miriam and Tracy with Medicare Made Simple.
Good morning and thank you for tuning in. I'm Miriam Leva with United Insurance Experts. We're not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or the federal Medicare program. The purpose of the show is to educate you on Medicare and to connect you with different products and or services that can help you. Tracy will not be with us today as she is busy filming her TV show. Make sure to check her show out. That's on Hulu and Roku. If you have any questions about that, please reach out to me. But not to worry, I have a great guest today, Tom Seridis. Tom Seridis is the CEO of Insulinica Florida. In his role, he is responsible for overall company direction, as well as excellence in diabetes management, clinic locations, and medical partnerships. Since the inception of Insulinica Florida in 2022, Tom's strong leadership has made a tremendous impact, particularly with diabetic patient experiences. He is an inspiring, determined leader with a passion for providing healthcare choices to help improve quality of life for diabetics. Welcome, Tom.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me, Miriam.
Of course. It's my pleasure. So tell us a little bit, Tom, about you.
So I'm originally Canadian, and I grew up in a socialized medical country where the government kind of dictates your health care. And along my journey, my story is a little different than everybody else's. I got my education in healthcare from a personal experience of being north of 500 pounds. At the early age of 13 and 14, I had to drop out of school because I didn't have a desk that accommodated me. It was those traditional desks that have the diagonal arms.
Yeah.
So it was just after Thanksgiving. Canadian Thanksgiving is usually the first Monday of October. So the Tuesday I went back to school and I was not able to fit in my desk. So I packed my locker and went home. Throughout my life, I continued to gain weight. And then in my early 30s, I platooned to 508 pounds. When I went to see a doctor and I needed surgical intervention because, dieting and willpower are not going to help you lose 300 pounds. So what ended up happening was I started to realize how convoluted the healthcare system in Canada was. Yeah. Fast forward, I paid for my own private health care, had my own surgery. As you can see, I've lost 300 pounds, maintained it off for the better part of almost two decades now. Fast forwarding, I started looking at different avenues to help people and realized that an emerging chronic illness that is happening not only in the U.S., Canada, but the rest of the world was diabetes. Yeah. And as I did my research and better understood, what different treatment plans were for diabetes, I realized that there was one treatment plan that's been around since the 80s that wasn't available to the Florida market. So as I continued to dig and continued to investigate, I realized that, an insulin infusion is one of the better ways to treat, whether that's type 1, type 2, type 1.5, and even pre-diabetes. With that opportunity and my business acumen, I packed my family up in early 2022, moved down here, and we've since launched two clinics that are operational with four more that are in negotiation stages in the South Florida market, one in Hollywood and one in North Miami Beach.
Wow. Now, and what's the name of your Insulinic of Florida?
Correct.
I love the name.
Thank you.
it's
catchy.
Yes, yeah. It is. So what are the services that Insulinica Florida provides exactly?
So our core, with diabetes and especially type 2 or pre-diabetes, a lot of it is behavioral modification. A lot of it is lifestyle. So it's not about coming in and seeing one of our doctors for, 5 minutes. We use the insulin infusion that I mentioned as our core treatment for our patients, but it's coming in that twice a week and having the time with the provider and the diabetic specialist and being able to answer your questions. It's not coming in for 5 minutes, getting a prescription and leaving. Yeah. This is taking a functional approach to medicine, a holistic approach, and looking at it and saying, What can we do to help you improve? But at the end of the day, if a patient is not engaged and want to make the difference, it doesn't matter how far we move the mountain. If they don't pick up the last boulder, we're never going to get the clearing that we need for them to see a difference in their lives. So at Insulinica Florida, you know, we start off by having you come in. We do a complete physical workup, a better understanding what your concerns are. You know, diabetes is a complex disease. It, you know, neuropathy, kidney function concerns, chronic fatigue. You know, the worst one is, you know, people start to lose their vision. Brain fog. So there's so many factors. It's a multifaceted disease. So what ends up happening is we try to break that out and look at it as, you know, we're here in partnership with you to A, start to make those changes, whether that's a lifestyle change, whether that's a change on the medication, you know, in collaboration with your primary care physician. Our patients have seen great successes. A1C levels lowered after 3 months, neuropathy starting to diminish, the chronic fatigue. You know, when you're getting up all night long to go to the washroom and you're not getting a good regular sleep pattern, what happens? You get up in the morning, you're tired, you got a slower metabolism, you don't have the, you know, walking to your car can seem like a monumental task, right? So the food you eat is not being burnt, you're not using it as energy, and it's just a vicious cycle. The weight gain comes, the diabetes is more out of control, you require more medications. We're trying to put a stop to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, from what we've seen, we've been successful in it with our patients.
Now, do you also help them, like, with their lifestyle? Like, do you give them, like, do you have any, like, a nutritionist or any of that?
It is. There's a multifaceted program. So for the first couple of weeks of coming in, you know, our belief is let's gather as much information from the patient as we can. If you don't like broccoli, and I'm telling you, you've got to eat broccoli 3 days a week, that's a failed relationship.
Right.
So it's getting to know the patient. And for the first couple of weeks while you're there, the you know, the constant dialogue between our nurses and your and the patients, we get to understand what changes we can make that the patient can live with, can adhere to, and can benefit from.
Okay.
So it is a multifaceted program. There is going to be some nutritional guidance. There is going to be some physical fitness guidance.
Oh, wow.
It's talking to the patient and seeing what's best. You know, it small changes make the biggest differences in the world.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we're asking somebody to give up one meal a week and start looking at things that they can benefit from and introduce things that we incorporate in their life one meal at a time.
Yeah.
You know, perfection's a state of mind. It's not reality, right?
Right.
So if you think somebody's going to eat 21 perfect meals in a week, you've already failed.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I've struggled with my weight my whole life. It's definitely also mental. You know, you have to, like, prepare. And
very much so.
And nowadays, very like, to so. Go to the store and get veggies, it's just more, you know, it's definitely expensive to get the right foods.
Unfortunately, proteins and vegetables, which should be the basis of what we eat, is the most expensive thing in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right? Processed foods and carbohydrates are inexpensive, typically easy to prepare. And when you're in challenging financial times, like we're seeing right now with inflation rates. You know, shelter is always going to win over quality food on the table. When the family has a limited budget and they have to make sure that they keep shelter over the family's head, you're going to compromise on the groceries and the quality, right? So it's definitely a balancing act. And, you know, and every time we see economic times that are challenging, we see diabetic rates that are on the rise.
Wow.
But the problem is, even when the times are good and we're not in an inflationary or a recessionary period, diabetic rates don't go back down. Right?
It's the bad eating habits that
it
becomes a habit.
Correct.
Let's just get this. This is what I'm used to eating. This is the easiest.
Believe
me, I've done it myself.
Correct.
But what is the difference between this treatment and current diabetes treatments?
Current diabetes treatments are more on the pharma side. You know, medications, you know, current diabetes treatments are very good at treating the sub-symptoms or masking, let's say, the sub-symptoms. So you have pain from neuropathy, you're provided pain medication for the pain to be more bearable so you can sleep better at night. we go to the core root of what's causing all this, and that is that insulin resistance in your body not being able to properly metabolize and metastasize the sugar.
That we're consuming.
The pancreas, correct. Okay. So by doing our insulin infusion treatment, it's reprogramming the pancreas. We give micro doses, almost, you know, a better way for somebody to understand, we're giving you a pinhead of insulin over a two-hour period, and that's just to tease your pancreas to get it to start working in that rhythmic approach. A healthy person's pancreas will release insulin anywhere between that 4, 8, 10-minute cycle. Okay. And it's rhythmic. A sluggish pancreas isn't spiking it, and it's kind of just releasing it all the time. So it's you're not getting the benefit of properly metabolizing the sugars that we're eating. Mm. Right? So that's what's different. We're not giving you a prescription to mask your sub-symptoms. We're going after the root cause, which is the insulin resistance in that sluggish pancreas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how long does it take for the results to show? Is this a long process?
No, that's a good question. The longer somebody has been diabetic and their blood sugars have been out of control, the longer the results are going to take.
We had
one patient that came in 2 weeks ago with an A1C level of 11, which is normal. That's extremely high. You know, a nice average in a non-diabetic is in the mid-5s. This gentleman was a type 2 diabetic, but he refused to take insulin as an injection. So he was trying to manage it himself. And unfortunately, it was too far past being able to self-control it. Only after two treatments, we started seeing that we had the ability to lower his blood sugar. And that was because he had not built a resistance to insulin. Right.
Oh,
so the longer, you know, when you look at a diabetic's life journey, they start off with typically orals and, you know, they'll take oral medications and then the blood sugar's still out of control. Then the doctor's going to want to supplement the oral with an injectable with a slow acting or a fast acting insulin. And then what happens is the A1Cs and the blood sugars are still high. And then you continue to increase your doses of injectables. So fast forward 10 years later, patients taking a lot of injectable insulin. And their quality of life is, so more insulin, less quality of life. And then what ends up happening is the more pharmaceuticals, kidney function issues, liver function issues. So back to your question on how long, everybody is different. We've seen results in as quick as a couple of weeks. And the results that are noticeable is they're not complaining about constant pain of neuropathy when they're going to bed at night. They're saying they're sleeping better. They don't have to get up and go pee as frequently as needed, as was prior to being a diabetic. So let's say that somebody is willing to make some adjustments on their own, as well as coming in and being a compliant patient at Insulinica Florida. We're going to say that we can start to see minor to significant results in that 2 to 4 week period.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to make this clear. This is not replacing their current treatment. This is in addition to.
Correct. We start off by complementing what their current physician has them on. We're not here to strip them of any medications. Mm-hmm. What we do is, so when a patient first comes in during our complementary diabetic screen, we do a nerve conduction study, an ANS test, and that gives us our baseline, as well as we will draw fresh labs so we can understand where they are. At the 3-month mark, we will redo those tests.
Okay.
And once we see an improvement in several areas, we then forward that information to their primary care doctor
or to their
endocrinologist with recommendations from our internal medicine team on what medications that doctor should review and potentially either lessen the frequency, lessen the dosage, or completely remove them.
Depending on how dramatic the improvement was.
Yeah, we are not there to replace the care from their primary care team. We're there to supplement, as you said, Miriam. And, you know, patient comes in and has got a scratchy throat, has a rash. We're picking up the phone and calling their primary care doctor saying, can you see Mrs. Smith next Tuesday?
Yeah.
You know, we're not there to say, we'll do this, this, and this. Our key focus and our primary care model is about managing their diabetes.
Okay.
And there's no shortage of that.
Okay, got it. So now, what should patients expect during the treatment?
It's like going to a movie theater. We've built our infusion centers with, so we've got recliners, massage, TVs. You come in, you sit down, we start an IV, we start the process, and then it's, you've got an MA or you've got a nurse practitioner that's floating around the infusion area and having discussions with you. The biggest value we see from our patients is having discussions in that open forum with the diabetics mm-hmm. around them. And they're starting to see, a lot of people feel that they're the only ones going through this and they're the only ones suffering from this. And, they wish they could explain themselves better. And, they don't have the right words to get their doctor to mm-hmm. understand. And when we hear the share of advice and, listening to people dialogue is one of the biggest strengths that comes out of them being with us twice a week for a couple hours to start.
Yeah.
Right? It's, they start to develop infusion buddies. And they'll say, is Mrs. Jones going to be here? Because I'd like to book my... And it's that comfort. It's that repetitive, So there, TVs are on, people are around. There's always staff around to discuss things with them. Some of them want to be left, they want a little bit of quiet. Yeah. They're on their phone, So you get the best of both worlds. The centers are set up in a way that can provide you a certain amount of quiet if we seat you in a certain area or if you want to be in the hustle and bustle and talking to the other patients and being part of that and having discussions and dialogue on, what everybody's seen that's different. It's a good mix. And it's also as our patients that have been with us the longest come back and they become a positive reinforcement that it's mm-hmm. possible. It's worked for me. It can work for you. This is what I've done to supplement what I'm doing here at Insulinica, Florida. So that's what they can expect. You're coming into an environment, you're sitting down, and, our focus is to discuss and to better help you manage your diabetes.
Wonderful. Now, are these treatments covered by insurance?
Correct. They are covered by Medicare, Medicaid. We recently got our Aetna contract, Cigna, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh, wow.
Covered by all insurance plans.
Now, I know you mentioned you have currently two locations.
Correct.
Now, are you planning on possibly expanding to?
We have four more that are currently in discussions, and we're looking at Delray, we're looking at Plantation or Weston, we're looking at Fort Lauderdale, looking at Pompano. Nothing that's going to transpire by the end of the calendar year with, by the time you find a suitable location, the building permits to build. Our goal is to have another one or two up and running by the spring of 2024.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
It's still 7 months
but
out.
But you can start off in your Hollywood and then you 100%. Can like... come to the closer location
correct yeah all your records are easily transferable through our electronic medical records software so you would start off by coming to the clinic that's currently open and treating patients, and as one comes available closer to your zip code we would transfer the files and the continuance of care would be the same at that location open.
I know you mentioned it's free consultation. That first consultation is free.
Correct.
How long does that take?
Anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes.
Okay.
Part of doing this diabetic screen in the beginning is we want to identify suitable patients. There's certain factors that preclude you from coming in. Not everybody is 100% a candidate for this, unfortunately. But part of that diabetic screen is to identify the correct candidates. And once we've identified that, we might even do a nerve conduction study while you're there and draw lab work in preparation for, infusions that might start taking place in 2 weeks after that.
Okay. Now, you did mention lab work. Can they do it right at your facility?
Yes.
Because I know some places you would have to like...
No.
I don't know why I think that, because with my parents, they're like, oh, you have to go do labs over here.
Yeah, it's we draw labs in-house.
Wonderful.
It's as convenient as possible. We also don't want patients leaving and then trying to follow up. We want to manage this from the inception to the completion of the patient. So it's
wonderful.
about... Yeah, everything is done in-house. In nerve conduction, the diagnosis is done in-house. We don't have to send you out for any of that.
Oh, great. Now, Tom, how can our listeners reach out to you? How can they, what's your number? Is there a website?
Sure. So Insulinic, F-L, I-N-S-U-L-I-N-I-C-F-L.com. And then toll-free, 833-940-6240. That's 833-940-6240.
Perfect. So 833-940-6240.
And I'm happy to have discussions with anybody. I'll provide them my direct office number as well, which is 954-372-1202. 954-372-1202.
Wonderful. Well, Tom, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I can't wait to, you know, when you mentioned like, it's like a movie theater, I don't know why popcorn came to my mind.
Kind of, yeah.
Like a healthy popcorn.
Popcorn can be healthy. On a diabetic, yeah. That's nothing wrong with popcorn.
Okay.
Everything in moderation is what we basically teach.
Okay. So wonderful. I do want to take a moment to go over a few of the Medicare questions that I received this past week. So I'm going to quickly go over that. The first one is, I have decided to go back to work and my employer offers insurance. Do I have to continue paying for Part B? So first, if the employer has under 20 employees, then Medicare will be your primary. So then if that were the case, then I would say, yes, continue to pay that Part B premium. Second, I would always compare both options. Don't just because your employer offers it, see which one makes more sense for you. Compare it to all of your Medicare options and look at your employer plan, see if that makes sense before you make a change. Now, if you do decide to cancel, then I would say go ahead and fill out the form with Social Security to decline your Part B. But again, before you terminate your Part B, make sure you understand the options, make sure it does make sense for you to make that move. But it is possible if you are going back to work and you have another option available. I do want to mention that Medicare does, you know, give you a penalty if you don't have credible coverage. So as long as you have credible coverage, you won't be charged with that penalty. My second question was, I'm new to Florida and I was just notified that my Part D plan was terminated. How can I get coverage as soon as possible? Okay, so you have 63 days from the time Social Security was notified of the new address. So that does give you a special election period to get on a Medicare Advantage plan, whatever your situation is. So, but you do need to get a special election period. So just make sure that if you do get terminated, you have that 63 days to make that change. It should open up a special election period because you're new to Florida. If that's the case, probably the soonest time will be October 1st, as the start dates are always the first of the month, not the middle. So most likely it would be an October 1st effective date. If you're in this situation, you're welcome to call United Insurance Experts at 561-464-2273 to see if you're eligible for a special election period, or if you are working with an agent, you can go ahead and reach out to them. My third question that I received is, I have original Medicare. Can I get on a Medicare Advantage plan now? If you are eligible for a special election period, then yes, you'll be able to get on a Medicare Advantage plan if that's what you choose to do. Now, if you're not eligible for a special election period, then I would say you would have to wait for the annual election period that runs from October 15th through December 7th, which is around the corner, guys. Since I'm mentioning it, AEP, October 15th through December 7th. Make sure that you're reading, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan or a Part D plan, you should be receiving your notice of any changes that are happening for the new year. You should be receiving it towards the end of this month. Please review them. If you have any questions, you're welcome to call United Insurance Expert to go over those options. My last question that I received that I want to go over is, I'm turning 65 in December 2023. Do I have to apply for Medicare Part B? If you're actively receiving Social Security benefits when you're 65, whether it is for the purpose of retirement or disability, you will be automatically enrolled in Part A and B. If you're under 65 years old on disability, after receiving 24 months of SSDI or RRB benefits, you'll be automatically enrolled on the 25th month of disability. Again, if you have any questions, please reach out to United Insurance Experts, 561-464-2273. Thank you so much for listening today and tuning in. Tom, it was a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you for having
me. And again, if you guys didn't get Tom's number, his direct line is 954-372-1202, or you can call me at 561-464-2273. Thank you, everyone. You have a lovely Saturday.
Thanks for listening to Medicare Made Simple with Medicare Miriam and Tracy right here on Legends 100.3. Medicare Made Simple is brought to you by United Insurance Experts. For more information, call 561-464-CARE. That's 561-464-CARE. Tune in next Saturday at 9 a.m. for more Medicare Made Simple with Miriam and Tracy.